And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Mate, David, if you can get $1.10 about Australia winning the Women's World Cup, take it. 10%. 10%. Mm. Where do you get 10% on your money?
Exactly. Good morning, Vossie.
There's certainties. The NRLW. We haven't made enough of that, but Newcastle winning 32-12 over Parramatta, and just a squad to pick from for the Australian team, which is just going to be since it's going to rip its way through the World Cup. But anyway, back to the NRL. David, what can you say? What more can be said? When Ivan Cleary, the coach, said that's the best we've ever played, other people are calling it one of the greatest ever grand final performances. Where do you go from there?
Yeah, look, it's on reflection, Vossie, and we can do this now after the astonishing performance by the Panthers. We think about the build-up and the week that was as far as both teams' preparations. And I must say, just as far as the Parramatta Reels are concerned, they were nice and relaxed. I certainly got no indication that they weren't, they were distracted or they were too tense, as we've seen other grand final teams in the past fall on their own sword, so to speak. I've got no sign that the Eels would turn up and have any sense of stage fright. However, I think ultimately that experience counted when it mattered most. And I say that where the Panthers were willing to go through their gears and strangle the life out of the Eels going through what they know best, and that is just hard running and quick play of the balls. The Eels, I got the sense they were looking for the easy way out, Vossie. There was a kick downfield at one point that was certainly not of anyone's expectations. We certainly don't see it normally. It was a trick shot, you could call. And I just felt like the Eels weren't willing to play the long game. That said, I don't think any team, I can't even recall in the last 5, 10 years that maybe the Melbourne Storm could go toe-to-toe with that Panthers team in the first half. Maybe. It was extraordinary.
And now we're all quoting Gary of Newtown. They were tuned in. There's no doubt about that. And you're right, experience counted for plenty. As I said, the observation, when Parramatta got behind the in goal after the Crichton try 12 minutes in, they must have looked around at each other and gone, sheesh, what is this? Like, this is like no other game we've played. They're a team so, focused tactically. I mean, Nathan Cleary's kick for the Sorensen try is brilliant play in the moment.
Absolutely.
The execution of the Charlie Staines try was just immaculate. Yeah. Like, you can do it 500 times on the training field, but do it on the grand final night. It was a superb performance. How long's the rain going to go, David? How long's the Panthers' rain going to go?
Well, I can't see why they can't go back to back.
Yeah.
go again next year. My only reservation is the obvious one, and that is Appy Coruscant's departure. Look, we know that this is a production line. We know that this is a well-oiled machine out at the foot of the mountains. But you just can't take an elite dummy half out of your system and think it's just going to be on song again. It will take time. They do have Mitch Kenny and Sonny Luke, who obviously won the title yesterday with the New South Wales Cup team. But it's like Abby Coruscant's taken years to get to this point in time. And I just think that will be a significant change that will create doubt over some punters' minds on whether the Panthers can do it again. Or obviously, the departure of Viliami Kikau is another big blow. I think an edge-back rower, though, Vossie, is as damaging and as incredible a player as Kikau is more capable of being covered. They do have Luke Garner coming over from the West Tigers. But as I said, the dummy half position is a slight concern. But from what I saw last night, how could anyone say that this team can't do it again?
I've locked in my tip for 2024, not just 2023. I've got the Panthers based on this production line now, and your SG ball and your jersey flag and your New South Wales Cup, and watching players like Jack Cole yesterday and Eddie Blacker up front, Tom Jenkins, Iongi the fullback. I just see Penrith the new Melbourne. I can't see them being outside the top four at the very least, anytime soon. Like they are going to be a top four side, which gives them a huge hope at winning the grand final each and every year for the next 3, 4, 5 years at least.
The only, you know? Yeah, look, the only next part of that conversation, Bossy, is the impact of the salary cap. And at what point the likes of Liam Martin, Brian To'o, Stephen Crichton, who is continually linked to the Bulldogs, Dylan Edwards, whose salary has to rise.
$1 million player. He's on, he could be.
Yeah.
What, you'd
so
be
that's the next phase of this juggernaut as far as the Panthers are concerned.
Yeah. Now, quickly on Parramatta, in 30 seconds, Gutho broken hand. That's a big story out of it. A brave Clint Gutherson last night for the Eels.
Yeah, certainly. And he hid this one from the media all week. I understand, Bossy, he actually broke the hand in the first week of the finals against the Panthers. He then took it into the prelim. Next match against the Raiders, then the prelim against the Cowboys. And then last night played on with a broken hand. Now, it's certainly not in the broken jaw class of heroic grand final heroics in the past, but he's a fullback. And that sleight of hand and the ability to retrieve the footy, he did a wonderful job. Look, it's a subplot in what is a disappointing result for the Eels, but it's all about what they learn from it now. Obviously, they've got that grand final experience behind them.
Great stuff. David Riccio from the Telegraph. We're going to get more reaction on the Telegraph website today, obviously with Fan Day and stories coming out and the announcement of the Australian squad for the World Cup as well. So you will be all over it. No public holiday for you, David.
Thank you, Bossy. Go well.
David Riccio from The Telegraph. Keep the text coming in. 0457 736 736. Steve says, what about Brian To'o? 299 run metres, 9 tackle busts, 3 line breaks. Hasn't had much of a mention. He's had a mention. No worry about that. He was a contender for Clive Churchill Medal. Superb performance. Now a 2-time grand final winner.